Blog Talk Radio.
I could literally listen to that song all afternoon, I think. I just love it. Well, anyhow, welcome, everyone. Welcome to Block Talk, and welcome to just thank you for being here with me tonight. It is July the 12th, Monday night, and I am so happy to be here with y'all again tonight. Last Monday, my husband and I, we had planned a little getaway. We hadn't been up there in a couple of years. Planned a little getaway to Fort Worth to the World Paint Horse Show. Just something I love doing, love the horses. And we went up on Monday morning and come back on Wednesday afternoon. So just a couple of nights away, but we sure did need it. And I appreciate you guys. I'll say again, for anyone that is listening by computer that would like to call in by phone for prayer, the guest call-in number is 319-527-6027. And be sure and click 1 on your phone that puts your hand up so that I know you want prayer. Anyhow, thank you guys for being here. I wanted to talk just a few minutes tonight. As you know, things that the Lord puts on my heart during the week and in the last couple of days, those are always, and many times, things that I'm going through, things that y'all get to hear about. But I want to talk to you about not missing your time of rejoicing. You know, the word says that in the last days that the enemy, that he'll try to wear out the saints. And I don't know about you, but I've seen that, and I'm sure you have too. I've experienced that, but I've sure seen how that, you know, sometimes you feel like it's just one thing behind the next, and like you get through one battle, and then there's another battle already staring you in the face, or sometimes you've got battles on three or four fronts at once. I have definitely experienced that, where they've been hit from all sides, and about the time you'd get victory in one area, there'd be something else that would have come up. But that's a little bit what seemed like it has felt like a little bit here lately. As most of you know, because I know most of y'all, you listen to Randy's program, and at times he's talked about things. If I would call in, he would talk about things going on in my life. But I just come out of a four-year legal case with a family member over my inheritance. And don't you know, family can be the hardest. I mean, family are just the hardest, I think, more than anyone else. But anyhow, after 4 years of lawyers and expense and trying to get a hold of paperwork that, you know, had been my parents and things like that, the case was finally settled, and we came to a verbal agreement in March, but it didn't, as far as the finances of it, that didn't actually come forth till last week. And everything drug out and drug out and drug out. And, of course, in the meantime, don't you know, when you're waiting on something, is like, you know, just the stress of waiting on things. It's like I've got all these things I'm needing to do, all these plans I've got, but I'm held waiting on this to come through. But I had assumed that things would wrap up. Oh, really? I figured in April, but definitely figured by early May that things would wrap up. And so we had planned our little trip, and then about 3 weeks before that, then my truck started having a problem. And I drive a truck, and my husband drives a truck, and my truck started having problems. So I had checked around just asking about it, and come to find out that particular deal is something that could be several thousands of dollars to fix, which was a shocker to me. And I didn't have the money to take it in and get that done at that time. So I just parked it. You know, I didn't want to take any chance on anything happening to it, so I just parked it, which meant we couldn't haul the horses, we couldn't take cattle back and forth to the vet or anything else. It kind of shut us down on the farm somewhat, to some degree, because my truck's the bigger truck that pulls the trailers. And so it was like, okay, well, I guess to go to Fort Worth, we'll have to take my husband's truck. Well, then a few days before we were supposed to leave, the air conditioner started working on his, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, this is going to be a long, uncomfortable trip, you know, if we can't take my truck, and then his air conditioner's not working. So, you know, the whole time I'm waiting, things are settled, we're just waiting on the lawyers to finish up their stuff. And have you ever watched the Olympics or any of those races? The Olympics come to mind, where some of those people, they run and they run and they run in the Olympics, and they're running those relay races or whatever, and they're giving it everything they've got, and they actually are winning the race. They get to the end of the race and they actually win the race. But when they cross the finish line, instead of leaping and rejoicing in jubilation, they just fall to the ground in exhaustion. And some of them just weep tears of, it's finally done, it's finally over. You know, I've won, and it's done, and it's over. But the sheer magnitude of the race, of the effort they had to put out, of the length of the race, of the energy they put out, of the stress of wondering whether or not they would win, and things like that. That by the time they get to the finish line, they cross it and they just fall to the ground. I mean, we've seen that. I've seen that. I'm sure y'all have too. You know, and sometimes for all of us, the battles we go through, by the time we get to the end, when we should be rejoicing and thanking God, and of course, we do thank God. But, you know, we can thank God with our mouth and be truly thankful in our hearts. But that total release of just rejoicing, that you just feel like the burdens fall off, you know, sometimes the weight of the battle will cause us to miss that some. And the other night I was sitting in my chair, rocked back, about to go to sleep, and I could hear the voice of a dear old lady that is now in heaven. She told me a number of years ago, I had gone through about a 20-year battle with health things, and God had brought deliverance, had just recently brought deliverance. She said, you know, and at that time, you know, it was like the enemy was hitting me from every side. And I remember she told me, she said, it's time to rejoice. It's time to rejoice. But, you know, some of that stuff, it's like the residue of everything you've gone through. It'll try to hang on you, and it'll try to steal your song. It'll try to steal your joy, even though you've come out on top, you know, just the exhaustion of what you've gone through. But I remember her saying, it's time to rejoice. And at that time, thanking God, but still feeling, you know, like, is everything clear? Is everything, you know, am I really free? Is there something else? You know, is there anything else? And I felt that a little bit last week. I had thought all along, I thought, man, when this case is done and everything is in my hands that belongs to me and I can finally say this is over. And honestly, at this time, there's still one little piece that's not completely done, but, you know, legally it's done. But I had really expected, I had been saying, man, I'm just going to dance and sing when, you know, when this is done. And it was a little bit of a, I won't say a letdown, but it was like when it was done, there were so many things that had piled up during that time. And just the length of it, it was like, on one hand, I was going, oh, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. But on the other hand, I was just feeling like the tiredness of how long it had drawn out and how long we had waited. And then at that time, realizing that, okay, you know, it's done, but now I've got all these things piled up. I've got to get my truck in the shop, and I've got to do this, we've got to do that, and we're trying to leave town, and the other, you know, just there were just numerous things, you know. You know how it is sometimes, like if you're waiting on to get your check or whatever, if you work and you're waiting on to get your check and you got bills piling up, and by the time you finally get your check, you're like, all right, let me sit down and write checks and pay everything. It can feel like that, you know, and it honestly can. It can kind of steal your rejoicing. But, you know, in that rejoicing, just like in that song that I just played, you know, it's talking about heaven, the rain on a tin roof, that the rain, how it washes the sorrows away. Rejoicing does that. Rejoicing in the Lord, it will cause the burdens. It'll cause the cares and the burdens and the weight of what we've gone through to begin to fall off of us, to begin to wash away just the residue. You know, the residue of things. Sometimes you've come through the battle, you have the victory. You know, you can just like people, they go in, you know, they can have been in a fire and they came out fine, but the smell of the smoke, you know, sometimes will still be on their clothes. And we want, in the rejoicing in the Lord, the word says, and I'll just give some scripture here, in Proverbs 17:22, it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. And that merry heart, in the rejoicing and the praising God and the thanking God, it brings a renewal to our spirit. It brings a washing of our heart and our mind. It brings energy. It brings refreshing. It says in Romans 12:21, and this is another way of understanding, it says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And I know that's talking about don't get into doing evil, but it works in this situation too, that we're not overcome, that emotionally and just in our mind, that we're not overcome by evil, but the goodness of God overcomes the evil that has been done, the evil that's been around us. So that with just the goodness of God just renews our hope and renews our our strength and renews our zeal. It says weeping in Psalm 35, it says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And then in Mark 4:19, it's just talking about how that the enemy will try to use just the cares of this world, you know. And sometimes we do it to ourselves too. We get so many things piled up. But it says, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Well, it will do the same thing where your joy is concerned, where your peace of mind, where your contentment, where just that thankfulness that we can have so many things that even though we have come out on top, that we have the word of God, we have the knowing that God is faithful, even when we have won victories, that we have to be so mindful that all of the cares, just like in this case, the case was over, but so many things had piled up, and there were so many things that were needing tended to immediately. And I mean, I'm still doing some of that. There's things that, I mean, we've just been, feel like our head's been swimming from all the things I've been trying to tend to quickly that were needing to be tended to, you know, the last several months. So, but it says the worries of this life can make it unfruitful. Well, the worries of this life can make our joy unfruitful, can make our happiness and our contentment and our rest unfruitful. So we always have to be mindful of that. I love it in Romans 12:11-12. It says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope. I love that. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. See, the hope in God, the hope of better things. It will keep our joy fresh and renewed. And one of my favorite scriptures, Isaiah 55:12, it says, and I have spoke this over myself, and I actually hear, a couple years ago, Randy actually prophesied this scripture over me. He said, you will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. I love that. And that's one of the things. We go through battles, but we come out victorious. But we don't ever want to lose our song and our rejoicing and our joy and thankfulness. And I don't mean just saying it with our mouth. We can all do that. But I mean that total release that comes in our heart, in our spirit, that just that, you know what I'm talking about, that feeling of it's done. It's done. God is faithful. God is good. So that we have that feeling of just being washed and renewed, just a restoration in our spirit, and that comes through the rejoicing. So I say to all of you, don't miss your time of rejoicing. Just like Miss Mary John told me years ago, I had come through the battle, but all of the battle wounds and the stresses and things of lengthy battle, it was holding back the rejoicing. It was like, you know, you're still trying to catch your breath from what you've gone through. And she was saying, it's time to rejoice. And so I'm saying to myself and to some of y'all too, it's time to rejoice. Many times the rejoicing will bring the battle to an end. Sometimes that's the very thing that will get us over the finish line, that will get us step, you know, will help us step into that victory that God has for us. Amen. This is the victory, even our faith. Lord, I just thank you, God, for the victory. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for rejoicing. Lord, I thank you for the song of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness. And Lord, that we can rest in you. Lord, that we can crawl up in your lap and just let you love on us. Lord, we can rest in your arms like a child, just like a little kid that crawls up in their mom's or dad's lap and and just rest and relax without a care in the world, and let mom and dad love on them. Lord, that's our desire, is to crawl up in your lap and just say, thank you, Father, for all you've done. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for all you've done for us in your love and in your goodness, Lord, that you know the plans you have for us to do us good and not harm, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we thank you for the victories, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that even in the battles, Lord, that we've grown, that we've matured, Lord, that you've taught us the ways of battle. Lord, you've taught us to recognize the enemy. Lord, you've taught us how to see the wiles of the enemy and his schemes. And Lord, that we don't fall for those things again. And Lord, we just thank you, God, for growing us and maturing us. But Lord, that through every battle that we come out rejoicing and dancing and praising your name and thanking you, God. And Lord, letting you wash us and renew us. Lord, letting you restore us and bring healing. Lord, in every part of our life, Lord, and that laughter comes, so that laughter that does good like a medicine. Amen. Amen. Let me play another song for you guys, and then I'm going to write down numbers while you do, and then I'll start taking callers. One of the beautiful old great songs, Holy Ground. I love that. Well, we'll start taking callers now. My first caller, 205-531.
Hey, this is Julia May from Alabama.
Hi, Miss Julia May. How are you tonight, sweetie?
That's fine. That's fine.
Good. There's a little bit of reverb in your phone tonight. I'm not sure what that is. It kind of buzzes a little bit when you're talking.
Oh, it might be my headphone. I just took it off.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May, Father, Lord. I just thank you, God, for the peace of God that rules in her life, Lord. I thank you for the peace of God. Julia May, I can just feel a peace of God like just like settled in my stomach area when I started to pray for you. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the anointing that's upon her life. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for a sense of normalcy coming back to her home, a sense of things returning, God, to just like a calm coming back to your home, like some things, you know, seem like they would return to the more normal life, and not the turmoil and the upset that I know that there's been there for a good while. Some things, and Father Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for. I'm hearing the word blessings untold. I just believe that the Lord would like surprise you with some blessings, that there would be blessings that you were not expecting at times that would come your way. You know, every now and then, just like some of the things we've had at times with even some of the government things, you know, just checks, you know, that we would have unexpected blessings come our way. That we're not always expecting, or from people and things like that. So just sense that the Lord would bring some blessings that were blessings that you weren't necessarily expecting or praying about, that would be coming your way from time to time, just like I love yous from the Lord. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for moving in her family, Lord, for bringing completion of healing, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the witness in the family. Lord, I thank you, Lord, even for generations. Lord, even as the stories of the things that have happened in Julia May's life and the prayers that she has prayed that have been answered, that those things even passing down into generations, Lord, those stories would be repeated and be told, even later, Father, that would bring hope, that would bring that would just be a testimony to the other generations, to the kinfolks and to others. Lord, to bring a realization that God is good and that God is real and that God does answer prayers. You know, a lot of people, they read the Bible and they understand, you know, if they believe the Bible, they know that God answers prayer and things. But it's not the same in some senses as it happening to someone you know or someone that you love, where they actually witness miracles. They actually witness, you know, they'll say, well, you know, I believe in miracles, but I've never seen a miracle. Or I believe that healing today, but they've never seen or known anyone firsthand, and that happening in your family, it being a witness to extended family members, that will really make a difference in their life, where their salvation is concerned, and where their walk with the Lord, their belief in God, their real trust in God, of like, I know this is real, I know this really happens. So Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for making all provision for Julia May and her family, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for opening the windows of heaven for them, Lord, for the favor of God that's on their life. And Lord, I just ask and I thank you, Lord, for leaving handfuls on purpose for them, Lord. Lord, that you would open the windows of heaven for them. And Lord, even said that, Lord, that your word says that you would cause other people even to give into our bosoms, Lord. So that, Lord, I just thank you for the blessings of God, even from others, into Julia May's life and into her home and her family, Lord. The goodness of God being extended and shown there from the favor of God. So, Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So how are y'all doing, and what's going on in your life here lately?
I'm doing fine. Right now, I had to go back in the hospital last Tuesday. She has fluid and her heart is weak and her liver had enlarged, so they're drawing a lot of fluid off her right now. And they got, she's something like, you know, her heart showed weakness in March when she had pneumonia the third time. So they had what she called a congenital heart failure, so they're working on that.
Okay. Well, Father, we just ask, Lord, we just stand in the gap for Jennifer, Lord, that and ask for a healing for her heart. Lord, we ask for a new heart for Jennifer, Lord. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, for getting the fluid off, Lord, for just bringing a restoration there, Lord, for bringing a wholeness into her life, Lord. And, Father, we speak a new heart. Lord, we speak health into Jennifer's life. Lord, restoration and health and Lord, completion of healing and, Lord, even miracles untold in her life, God. But Lord, we thank you for the mercy of God. Lord, we thank you for the goodness and the faithfulness of God in her life. And, Lord, we just ask for the best nurses and the best doctors, Lord, that while she's in their care, Lord, that she has the very best of care. And Lord, we just thank you for your goodness. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Is she doing really good? Mm-hmm.
Her spirit's good?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Every now and then she want to come home. Now that's reasonable, but other than that, she's doing fine.
Sure. Yeah. Nobody wants to be in the hospital, for sure.
I know.
So did they give you any expectation on that of when she might get to come home? Or
said a couple of days that they want to give her some more medicine and get it, you know, get the fluid and get and checking on her heart, you know, for pressure, you know, heart rate is skyrocketing, so they're trying to get it level off.
Yeah. Well, I'll be staying in prayer for her.
Okay.
Did you have anything else that you wanted prayer about, Julia May, or anything else you wanted to share with us?
That's it. Because like I said, God is good and he's keeping us. All we got to do is keep our faith and keep our focus on him, and everything will be all right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree, sweetie. All right. Well, thank you for waiting, and thank you for calling in, and I will continue to pray for Jennifer this week.
Okay, then. And God bless you. Mm-hmm.
God bless you, too, hon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Two, five, one, three, four, two. This is Miss Latrice.
This is Jen.
How you, hon? You doing good tonight?
I'm hanging tough. How about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Yeah.
You are always hanging tough. I know that's true.
That's true.
Yeah, we all do, don't we? For sure.
Yeah.
Well, Lord, I thank you, Father, for Miss Latrice, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, for the strength that she has, Lord. I thank you, God, how God has just poured into you, girl. I can just see how God has just poured into you anointing and wisdom and understanding and the ability to communicate with people, the ability to be believable to people, the ability to not just communicate, but the ability to communicate on a level with them that they receive from you. You know, you're able to, you know, we can all speak truth to somebody, or we can speak to someone, but not always are people receptive to us. You know, but I just see in you that you have an ability to exchange with people in a way that they receive from you, that they respect you, they believe you, that they will receive from you, that you're able to be very real with people and yet not condescending or anything like that, that you're able to really work with people in that sense. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for blessing Latrice, Lord, and I thank you, God, for elevation elevation, God, that's like God elevating you. That's not necessarily like a high place, as far as like not elevation in land, but elevation, God elevating you in some way, in some area. I don't know if that has to do with job, if that's just spiritually or what, but I just, you know, heard the word elevation. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for elevation. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for for strengthening her. I'm listening. That's why I got quiet for a second. I'm listening. Lord, I thank you, Father. It's like I heard the words in the gap. And I know typically you would say standing in the gap. In the gap. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you do bridge the gap and that you do stand in the gap for us, that Jesus is forever our intercessor. He intercedes for us, Lord. I'm not, Latrice, in some sense, what I'm getting is that you are going to bridge the gap between, God is going to use you to bridge the gap between some people. I'm not sure what that is, but I'm just sensing God is elevating you, but God using you, you know, sometimes you get two different sects of people or two different peoples or two different groups. And they would, there'll be that person that can kind of bridge the gap between them, that can be like a mediator almost, you know, the lawyers have that. They'll have, you know, like one side and the other side, and someone, they'll hire a mediator that kind of talks to both sides and brings an agreement between them or brings things to a conclusion. And I just sense in some way, like the Lord using you to bridge the gap, that you're able to bring agreement, and it doesn't have to be arguments, you know, it can be business things or whatever, but God using you in some sense, some way to bridge a gap between peoples in some way, that your ability to communicate and your ability to make sense of people, your ability to touch people on their level. But anyhow, I just I don't know if this is something you're going through or something that's coming. I don't know. I'm getting something about the Lord using you to bridge the gap. So Lord, I just thank you for that. Lord, you know what it is, you know when it is, and Lord, if it's even more than one time, if it's something that she will do on a regular basis, Lord, that she has that ability, Lord, to bring common sense and to bring believability, to bring the word says, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers. Lord, that there's there's an anointing on Latrice's life, Lord, that she's able to bring peace. She's able to bring agreement. She's able to, and sometimes even it's just problem solved, the ability to bring answers between two groups of people or two sects of people or two types of businesses, when whatever way it is. So Lord, I just thank you for that. That's a very special and beautiful anointing, Lord. Blessed are the peacemakers. So Lord, I just thank you for that, and I bless you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the elevation and the strengthening, Lord, that you are doing in her life, Lord. I just speak a blessing. I speak dreams fulfilled and desires and prayers answered. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. I give thanks to you.
You're welcome. That was interesting. I wish I had a little more clarity on it. I just speak what I hear.
It's coming. I'm going to run with it. Believing God to continue to do some things. I went to clinicals on Saturday. I had prayed with some people, and one lady, her hand was withered, and Saturday before last, we had to pull the fingers apart. When I went in this Saturday, she was able to lift them herself, and then they clamped down. But we rebuked the devil, and she was able to open them back up, and I was able to speak to a gentleman that he had not been out of his room just to walk. But he was able to walk down the hall.
Amen.
And he hadn't done that in months and months. And he got his walker, and we went down, and we came back, and the people were clapping. And he told me, because I was expressing to him, don't ever stop walking. Don't ever stop moving.
That's right.
As long as you're moving, you can help yourself. When you stop moving, you're totally dependent upon others.
Right.
And he told me that he would get up and walk every day. So I'm believing God that he did do it, and he told him I was able to ask them to walk him after breakfast. That's the time that he wanted to walk. Then I had one of the residents to ask me to bring her a Bible that she wanted to get back into the Word, and that she needed a large print Bible. So I went out today and got it, and I believe I'm going to take it up Wednesday before I go to class. So God is moving, believing that he's going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And I just believe that he's going to deliver and set free the people in the nursing home from every manner of sickness and disease. And the signs and wonders shall follow with the miracle signs and wonders, rather. And I'm believing God for that. And I'm believing and ask that you agree with me as touching. I have two major tests this week. One was just added. We didn't know anything about, but I'm believing God and ask that you all agree with me as touching concerning these tests.
Yes,
and,
ma'am.
That all will be well, that I can continue to do what I do and continue to go in the nursing home with the people because they're hungry for the Word. And I'm believing God that that will happen.
Amen. I definitely agree with you that you will just breeze through this. So, Lord, we just come into agreement. Every one of us, Lord, that Latrice, Lord, that these will be easy, that she will have supernatural recall, Lord, even on the answers and things like this, Lord, that this will be no concern, it'll be no stress, Lord, and Lord, that she will just breeze through this thing with no problem whatsoever, just to success and good grades, Lord. We just thank you for it, and amen.
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 And thank you so much yet again. And I'm glad that you were able to get out and about and continue success on you and your endeavors as well, Jeannie.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Well, thank you for waiting, and it's always good talking to you, and it's wonderful. Thank you for the testimonies. I love hearing what God's doing in all y'all's lives. That's so encouraging for all of us.
One more, Jeannie. The main thing, last week, they assessed my son. They thought he was having a stroke. He did not. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
they
you, Lord.
They said he had a bout with Bell's palsy, which twisted his mouth and dropped his eye and his lip. And anyway, Tuesday I got the word that all was well with him, and he FaceTimed me Friday, and his face is no longer drooping. His eye and lip are intact. And I thank God for that. It did not, he did not have the symptoms or the signs a week. So that is just, there was nobody but God.
Absolutely. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God is so faithful and good.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Have a good evening, and I thank you much.
Oh, thank you too, sweetie, and thank you for sharing your testimonies.
Amen. Bye-bye.
Good night. I believe this is Miss Michelle.
Yes, it is.
Oh, good to hear from you tonight. You sound nice and cheery tonight.
Yes, good to hear from you too.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Michelle, God, and I just thank you, Lord, for your love. I can just feel God's love for you, Michelle, when I just start praying for you, Lord. I thank you for your love and your care, Lord. I thank you for how you love her family, Lord, how you care about those that she cares about. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the protection. I can just sense, Michelle, like God's hand of protection that he's had around your home and around your loved ones, of how God has been there and how he has heard your prayers and answered your prayers. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing a new contentment, a new joy to Michelle, Lord. Lord, that even in the midst at times, that when we go through battles and we go through things, Lord, that you're with us and you're able to bring just a sense of well-being, even though sometimes we're in the midst of battles or we've gone through battles, Lord, just that sense of all's going to be okay, that everything's going to work out. And I'm not necessarily sensing that you're in the middle of a battle, but it's just that feeling of like God bringing just a new sense of well-being and security and contentment in your life. That would be greater than you've had in the past, where that even when you are experiencing things or your loved ones are experiencing things, that it won't bring the level of concern maybe that it has in the past, that just that sense of God's got us and God so loves us, and just a real realization of the love of God. And Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing blessing, for bringing provision, Lord, for bringing things, I just sense like things that you would need, and I'm not sure what all that would entail, but God, bringing things to you that are things that you've needed or things that you've wanted, but particularly things maybe even in the natural, things that you've needed, that God, bringing those things to you or making the way for you to obtain those things when you've needed them. So, Lord, I just thank you for blessing Michelle. Lord, I thank you for blessing her family. Michelle, I just feel such a love of God in my chest, in my heart. I can just, like, sense the love of God for you. I just really feel it strong in the love of God in your household and for your family. I just sense the love of God poured out in that feeling, that sense of well-being, that sense of security, that sense of that you're covered, you know, that you're covered by the Lord and taken care of, and that he's with you, you know. So, Lord, I just thank you for that. I just thank you, Lord, for that rest and that peace and just that knowing that she knows that she knows, Lord, that you're with her and you're for her and you'll never leave her, Lord, and that you're working on her behalf, Lord, that you're there. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for your mighty love. Lord, we thank you for your mighty love. The word says love never fails. Love never fails. And, Lord, we know that you never fail. You never fail us. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I received it.
Amen. Do you have anything special on your heart tonight, Michelle, you wanted to share, or prayer, particular prayer you had?
Yes, there's something that I need to make a decision about, and I don't want to make it out of my feelings and my emotions, but I want to really get to a place where I can hear from God. And I've been trying to do that today, but I've had so many distractions, and I just need to hear.
Yeah, I understand that completely. Well, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for the Lord, your word says that it's the peace of God that's our guide. So, Lord, I thank you for the quietness. The word says righteous in quietness and assurance is our strength. So, Lord, I thank you for even tonight when things get quieter in the house, when things are still, Lord, bringing your voice to Michelle, Lord, that she would have that assurance that she's heard. Lord, that calmness, that quietness, Lord, that ability to, even for her mind to shut off, because a lot of times we can get our body still, but our mind's still going 100 miles an hour. So, Lord, I thank you for just bringing a calmness and a quietness and a stillness, Lord, that she can hear your voice and know with a surety, Lord, that she's heard. Lord, I thank you for the peace of God that rules in her heart, that peace, that knowing, it's in that peace. That we know, that we know, that we know that this is the way to go. This is the right answer. Even when there are other things pulling at us, that peace will follow that the voice of God. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing that to Michelle. And, Lord, for just that rest, that feeling of rest. And not only knowing, but identifying, of recognizing. Okay, I'm feeling peace on this. This is it. And, Lord, we thank you for doing that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I know I've gone through that some as we have, you know, house hunted and things like that and how to, you know, what to do, what when. And here several weeks ago, you know, the Lord had talked to me about just moving on with the renovations here and not being so concerned with things. And I felt the peace of God. And when I told my husband about it, he felt the peace of God. So since then, you know, if we would get kind of caught up in, oh, what about this place or this or that, or maybe we should do this or that, I would always go back to, even if I wasn't feeling the peace right then, I would say, no, 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 I felt the peace of God on that. So I know even though I may not feel it right now, that I felt the peace of God on that. So that's still the answer. So I just thank God for showing you, for you sensing that peace that will make you know that you know that you know that you've heard. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
All right.
Amen. God bless you and thanks again.
Oh, God bless you too, hon. Have a good evening. Let me get a drink right quick. I think the ceiling fan in here, it feels good, but it also tends to dry me up just a little bit. All right, 903-720. I believe this is my Miss Sylvia.
Yes, good evening. Yes.
Oh, good afternoon. Good evening, sweet girl. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Awesome. That's good. Well, let's pray for you, girl. Father, I thank you for Sylvia, Lord, and I thank you. I just hear the word precious, precious, that you're precious to the Lord. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for honor, Lord, for Lord, that God, for honor coming to Miss Sylvia, even from those that are around her, Lord, that she's honored. She's honored, Lord, that she has a place of honor with people that are around her, people that love her, people that respect her. Lord, I thank you for that honor. Lord, for that honor, Lord, it has come from you. It comes from God. But, Lord, I thank you for the honor that brings favor, that favor comes with that honor, and the blessings of the Lord you know, when people honor you, they will bless you. When people honor you, they will there's a respect that comes with that. The people will favor you in ways. The people will reach out to help and to do things for you when they honor you. But, you know, to have honor, well, that's just an awesome thing when people honor you and they respect you and they love you. And like I said, they favor you because of that. But it is truly, it's like an anointing from the Lord. It's an honor that comes from God and from your faithfulness, from your faithfulness and commitment to the Lord. Your faithfulness and commitment that even when there's been evil, that you do good. You know, how we respond to others then sets us up. It puts us in line for the blessings of God. That even just as I, the scripture I gave earlier, that we never return evil for evil, but we defeat evil with good. And that the goodness of God, the goodness of the Lord has been on your life and has been in your life. And when you have had opportunity that you could have returned evil for evil, that you have tried to return good for evil. And it brings an honor. People recognize those things in our life. They recognize that anointing. They recognize that commitment of that we belong to the Lord and that we're walking with God and that God is giving us wisdom and understanding. I just sense, Sylvia, just like an honor. We honor the Lord. God brings honor to us because we're walking in commitment with Him. But people around you honoring you, respecting you, loving you, preferring you. There's a good way of explaining it too. The people preferring you because of the honor of the Lord that's on your life through the walk and the commitment that you've had to God. Like I said, that opens the way many times to the blessings of the Lord so that people, people honor you, they love you, they respect you. It just opens the way for the preference of the Lord there, the preference to be preferred. So, Lord, I just thank you for the blessings in Sylvia's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, for preferring her, for elevating her, Lord, for giving her open doors. Lord, I thank you, Father, for open doors of opportunity to speak into the lives of others because of the respect. If someone doesn't respect us, if they don't honor us, they're not going to allow us to speak into their lives. If they don't think we're real, if they don't think we really walk the walk that we talk, they will not let us speak into their lives. But I see the Lord giving you opportunity that people, you will have the opportunity and probably do now to speak into the lives of people because they honor you, that you will be able to speak the truth of the Lord and the word of the Lord and feed scripture into their life and to speak wisdom into their life because of that respect and because of that honor, because they believe you, because you're believable, because they've seen you be real. They've seen you, even in opposition, do the right thing. When you had opportunities that you could have done the wrong thing, that you did the right thing. And people see that. They notice that. And they don't forget that. But Lord, I thank you, Father, for those open doors, those open lives. It's doors into people's lives to speak into, to speak words of life and wisdom and understanding, life lessons. Lord, I just thank you, God, for the treasures, Lord. The treasures that Sylvia has laid up and the treasures that you have put within her heart and within her life and those treasures that she will continue to pour into others, to pass down, Lord, to help others, Lord, to build them up, to help them to understand, to help them see the light, to help them see the way. And Lord, I thank you for the blessings that in return will even multiply back into her life. That it'll come back multiplied, pressed down in good measure, and running over. Lord, is being given to her bosom.
Thank you.
Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I ask you for her protection and Lord for everything, all provision made for her. Lord, that she will lack nothing. That she will lack in no, she will lack no good thing, Lord. So Lord, I bless her life, and I thank you, Lord, for the love of God that surrounds her and keeps her, and brings sweet sleep to her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, hon. Is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
Just everything you said was just
amazing how the Father spoke to you on those things that that I'm walking and doing, being obedient. And I don't know anything else that you could say no more. I'm just amazing how the things you just spoke, and I just want to be close to the Father as I can.
Yeah.
As close
me
to
too.
Him. That's the only thing. Yeah, I just want to be as close to Him as I can, and to do the things that I can do, and He be still pleased.
Right.
Thank
you. I just sense, Shelby, there are people that are, I guess for lack of a better way, that are hard to reach, that won't let just anyone speak into their lives. I just sense in my heart that there are people that will allow you to speak into their lives that wouldn't necessarily let the next person speak into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be able to reach some of those that are a little on the unreachable side by other people. God's, the favor of God and the believability and the walk that you walk, you'll have an open door. You'll have an open door into the hearts of some of those. So thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Thank
you from heaven. Thank you from that was from heaven. I know it was. Yes,
ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have
thank
a good
you.
Evening then, sweetie, and I hope you have a good week.
Thank and, you, and the same to you, and congratulations on things that we have been praying about on the getting all those things done that has been going on for the last 4 or 5 years.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
God. Yes, and congratulations on your anniversary last weekend. We miss you, but congratulations on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you have a blessed week, and keep doing what you're doing, girl. I know that you're pleasing God, and you're sowing, you're laying up treasures in heaven.
Ooh, yes. Thank you. Amen. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Hi,
Jeannie.
Yes, honey, it's me. Hi.
You doing
so
all right?
I'm so happy when you're on. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much. Let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for sharing, Lord, and I thank you. I just hear the words holding on. And the sense I get is that you've been holding on. You've been holding on to God's promises. You've been holding on to the Lord for answers and for insight and for understanding, and holding on to God, knowing that God was your protector, and that God is the one that the Lord surrounds you with His love, and that God is with you, that you have that knowing that God is with you, and that you've held on, even at times when it might have felt like that someone was trying to pry your hands off the rope, that you have held on.
Yeah.
And Lord, I thank you, God, for that faithfulness. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have surrounded, Lord, that you have surrounded Sharon with your goodness, and you have surrounded her with your protection, Lord. And Lord, I thank you. I just sense God speaking peace to your heart, because even though you have held on at times, just the situations around you, and I don't know what they are, but the situations that are around you have caused stress and have caused anxiety and caused you at times just to wonder, and we all do that. I mean, we all do that at times when we're like, you know, what is the answer here and what can we do? But sometimes holding on is the answer, that just holding on to the Lord and letting God sort through things, and sometimes there's a time element in things, that is the answer of we put one foot in front of the other. And we wait on God, and we know that in the process that we're pleasing God, and that God is working in us, He's also working the situations with others. I'm hearing the word removing. Lord, Father, Lord, I just thank you, God, for removing. I don't know if that means God is removing you from is removing you from some situations, or if God is removing some situations from you. But I'm just hearing the word removing, removing. Lord, I just thank you for clarity, Father. Lord, I thank you for clarity. But Lord, I thank you, whatever, however that works out, Lord, that for separating. And Sharon, it seems like last time that I gave you, when I prayed for you, that I remember saying I sensed that there was something that you needed to be separated from, that there was something that you needed to separate from something, separate from someone. There was something that was needing to be separated. And anyhow, like tonight, now I'm hearing the word removing. So, Lord,
yeah.
I just thank you for clarity on that. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for bringing, Lord, sometimes division is a good thing, not in the sense of divisiveness, but division in the sense of separating us from something or putting a distance between us and something else. So, Lord, whatever you are removing, however that's working, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for doing it, that sometimes that is the answer. Sometimes that is the answer, even as, and I don't know if this works in your case, but in the word, you know, where he said that you go to your door and you speak peace, and if your peace returns to you, then you shake the dust from your feet and move on. You know, that was an example in the Bible of where.
Yeah. Jeannie, I just read that. 2 days ago, I just read that passage.
Well, that was a case in the word of God removing, that was the will of God, and both brought peace. Of like I said, if they wouldn't receive their peace, and their peace came right back to them, so just shake the dust from your feet and move on. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing understanding, Lord, for bringing clarity, for sharing, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for working in her life and in her situation to bring contentment, to bring a new peace, to bring a new security. Lord, just to bring a new atmosphere around Sharon's life. Lord, a new atmosphere. Lord, an atmosphere of God, an atmosphere of joy, an atmosphere of rest. Lord, that breeds, that atmosphere brings healing. It breeds hope and expectation of good things. It just brings a whole new atmosphere. So, Lord, I just speak a whole new atmosphere in Sharon's life. Lord, and if that's removing people, if that's even removing her to a different location, whatever the case is, Lord, I thank you for changing the atmosphere around her life and in her life, Lord, and making the necessary changes, however that works out, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. I was in praying for him to remove the obstacles, remove all the barriers that, you know, that people have been putting up against me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's. Removing the negativity.
I'm reluctant to ask the question, but sometimes I almost get a feeling. Have you been around people or involved in anything that would involve witchcraft?
That's exactly what I believe is going on. Yes.
That's, you know,
and I was praying that in my head that I was going to ask you about praying for that to remove the I actually saw in a, you know, picture in my head when I was praying once, and I saw this witch, this ugly witch, and I didn't know where it was coming from.
You know, the word says that a curse without cause cannot come, so, I mean, the power of God, the enemy, witchcraft and all of that, I mean, it's not on the same level as the power of God. I mean, we're not afraid of witches. We're afraid of witchcraft. I mean, it's under our feet.
Right.
A curse without cause cannot come. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that in line with your word, Lord. We just say that every word, that no weapon formed against Sharon can prosper, and every word that has come against her, Lord, and every tongue that rises in judgment against her, she shall condemn, and that is her heritage in the Lord. Father, so Lord, we just say that there is no curse, that every word spoken against her or any curse that has tried to come against her, Lord, that it has to fall at the foot of the cross. Lord, that it is nailed to the cross. She's covered with the blood of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for bringing peace to Sharon's heart, Lord, that she is covered by the blood. Lord, that she is yours, and Lord, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Lord, that nothing shall by any means harm her, and Lord, that a curse without cause cannot come. So Sharon, when we don't give credence to curses, we don't give credence to that, and allow the peace of God to rule in our hearts and know that we belong to the Lord and that he is with us. Sometimes just the fear of something or the anxiety behind something can give it an open door to try to mess with us. And when we know that we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that the devil is, God's not in a battle with the devil. He is totally defeated. He created him. With just the breath of God, he can destroy him. Except he's left him in, he's left him running loose to do a work that was God's plan to start with. So we belong to the Lord. We are safe, we are loved, we are covered. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for pushing back everything that would try to hinder Sharon or would try to just mess with her peace and her rest. Lord, that a curse without cause cannot come, Lord, and I just speak that sense of well-being over Sharon, Lord. I just speak that sense of well-being, that she belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And I ask that prayer, special prayers for my family as well, coming after my daughter, my grandchildren, and tomorrow's my grandson's birthday, and I'm asking for special blessings on him and protection for them.
Sure, Lord, we just ask for special blessings for her family, Lord, and her grandson. Lord, we just ask that you would bring it, just be a time of joy and a time of fellowship, Lord, just precious memories made between all of them, Lord, and just them to know that they're favored and that they're loved by you. Lord, just visit that family and bring a sense of celebration. Lord, just bring celebration and joy and precious memories made in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, you're more welcome.
So you just confirmed for me what I was, I knew what was going on. It's sad. I'm feeling sorry for all those people. But
there's a lot of that stuff around. We just have to know that we belong to the Lord, and all that kind of stuff is under our feet.
Right. And I mean, I raised my children that way. I mean, because I told them, evil hates good. So as long as you're good and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, some evil's going to try to stop you.
I mean, the enemy is alive and well. I've encountered witches several times through my life, and when the Spirit of the Lord is within you, a lot of times they'll recognize that, and it'll make them, sometimes they'll dislike you immediately because of the Spirit of the God that's within you, but,
right.
we go on about our day and do what God called us to do and give no credence or time to that. The enemy, the more attention you give to him, the more he likes it. It's like whatever you feed gets bigger. So the more attention we give the enemy, the more he acts up. So
right.
The more we just go on with what God's got for us and just thank the Lord for covering us and being with us and ignore that stuff, most of the time it moves on somewhere else.
That's exactly right as far as me hanging on. That's what it's been like, Sometimes just hanging on by bare knuckling it.
What?
And I've been asking if God not allow it anymore, you know. It would be really nice. But, you know, that's up to God.
Right. You know, things like that seem to come in seasons. You know, they'll come, you know, we'll have a battle, we get the victory, and then later on there'll be another battle, maybe in a different area, we get the victory. I think as long as we're here, we'll have battles. That's just part of living. But ideally, we grow through them, and we learn, and we mature through them. And God shows his faithfulness, but that's part of life. True enough, we don't have to fight the same battle all the time, that we do get the victory and we move on, you know, and then we come up to another level, and then maybe we might meet another challenge in that level, but we get victory and we move on again. So we just praise God for every victory and for, you know, that we don't fight the same battle over and over and over.
Yeah, right. Well, I've been there too, so. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jeannie. It means so much to me.
You're welcome. Well, thank you, hon. Thank you. And I hope you'll have a good week.
Yes, you too. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
God bless.
God bless.
Yes. Hi. How are you? This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I'm good. You always just have the sweetest voice. I love your voice. You have the sweetest, kindest voice.
Thank you.
Well, let's pray for you, sweetie. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the favor of God on Sarah, Lord. I thank you for the kind spirit, Lord, that you've given her. Lord, that you've given Sarah a heart of compassion. Lord, that it's even like a gift of compassion, Lord, that's in her heart. Lord, that it expresses your personality. You know, that was one thing. My mother's in heaven now, but that was a thing that my mother had. And we had it put it on her headstone, was blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And I just sense that about you, Sarah. Like, you have a merciful heart. You have a merciful heart, a genuine caring, an ability to see the struggles that people go through, that things that go through their life, and that you genuinely care. Just a heart of compassion. Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for rewarding Sarah, Lord, for her faithfulness, rewarding her, Lord, for showing your heart, Lord, for showing your heart to others, Lord, for stepping out. Sarah, it seems like I can even see you at times like taking up for others, that at times that you would speak up at times when there are things going on, like the underdog. It's like I see you even at times speaking up for those that maybe won't speak up for themselves, that at times you've kind of stepped in and stood in the gap for others, to help explain things when people, you know, sometimes people don't understand others. And they will come to a wrong conclusion because they're not able to really perceive and understand what's going on with them. And I don't know if you've done this in the past. You probably have. But I sense it's like I just see you like stepping in for others that are not able to express themselves in a way that resolves something, that I just see you stepping in and explaining and saying, hey, you know, give this person a break, so to speak. You know, this is what's going on with them. And just your heart of compassion and your heart of understanding, that you're able to see through things, that you're able to really understand, to perceive. It's like a gift of discernment, in a sense, of able to discern what's really going on in someone's heart or what's really going on in their life to bring understanding. You know, sometimes there'll be children even that they'll see kids that are acting out and maybe not know that behind the scenes that kid is being abused at home or something like that, but and that's causing that. You know, there can be a lot of times that there are things that what we see on the surface level may look like one thing when there's a totally different situation going on behind the scene that's really the root of that. And that's a good way of putting it, the root of it. And I just sense the Lord helping you to be able to identify the root of situations, the root of things, complications in people's lives that you're able to minister through them, that you're able to help them and maybe able to even help explain them to others that brings some normalcy or brings some answers for them. That's a precious thing. That's a precious thing. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for, Lord, kind of similar even to what I told Latrice earlier, like blessed are the peacemakers. But in your situation, it's almost like a discernment of being able to sense those that do not express themselves well, that maybe are, they're not able to express themselves in a way of explaining, that you're able to pick up on it and say, okay, this is what's going on with this person, or this is what's troubling this person, or this is the root of this, and helping bring healing. You know, that a heart of compassion, a heart that understands, a heart of love, of compassion for these people and mercy, that you're able to work with some of those and just bring healing into their life and to help bring them people that are like withdrawn, maybe they're withdrawn, kind of have withdrawn into themselves, that you're able to help bring that out. Yeah, very interesting, very interesting. Lord, I thank you, God, for what you have put in Sarah. Lord, very precious, precious gifting, very precious anointing upon her life, Lord, to work with people. Lord, I just thank you for all of that. Lord, I thank you for bringing blessing and provision and joy. Lord, I thank you for bringing very special friendships into Sarah's life. People that would be very special, precious friends. I just see laughter, Sarah. I see like laughter and like great times with some special friends that God has either brought you or is bringing you that would be real treasures in your life. Lord, I thank you for those precious and special friends, Lord. Those kind of friends that are really a treasure, that are such a blessing to our life to have people like that, that love us and understand us and that we can share with, those that have things in common with us. And it's just like, you know, when you get around them, you feel like you just instantly connect. Those are few of those in life, but they're precious. And Lord, I thank you for doing that in Sarah's life. And just the blessings of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, I wish I really wasn't. I guess, you know, everything that the Lord had you to say, it really happened in my life this week. When my daughter was trying to explain herself, this happened 2 days ago, actually, and she was trying to explain herself into something, and I had to get in it, and I was like, you know, okay, this is what you're meaning. You know, it kind of brings some
right.
peace into the situation. Yeah, enlightenment into the situation. So that's just God, that he would have you expound on that, because I was like, yeah, that just happened 2 days ago.
Wow, awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, that's just God, isn't it? I mean, that's just how he brings everything to the forefront. And have you see his glory.
Well, it just shows how much God is involved in everything that we do and everything, you know, how he gets glory and how he works and even the small things and just daily lives of how he's in the middle of it. I just love that about him. You know?
Yeah.
Precious. He's in it
at all times, and he uses his people to gather to gather. He gathers his sheep and he tells everybody, he tells them what's going on, you know, in others' lives, and give them special gifts so that, like you were saying, gifts of discernment and different gifts so they can be able to see and tell the other person and shed some light. And how he used you on tonight, I'm just thankful to the Lord because that is exactly what was going on.
Praise God, praise God. Well, he knows. Y'all know that I don't know a thing about all of y'all, so God knows, and that's precious. I just love how God, how he just hones in on people of letting each one know how personally involved he is in their life. You know, and that's the neat thing about prophetic is that we realize that, okay, God is watching over my life personally. He's involved in my life personally and knows what's going on with me. And that's you know, that is the amazing thing about the prophetic. It brings it home to a personal experience of yes, I've read about God in the Bible and the things God did in the Word, and I know that God is alive, Jesus is with me. We know all of that, but the prophetic brings it into a personal experience of he knows me by name. He knows what's going on in my life and what's in my heart and what's going on around me. And that's just, you know, that's awesome. I mean, that's awesome. I've always been just amazed at God and how he works there. So, Well, was there anything else you wanted prayer about, sweetie?
Well, just my daughter. Her name is Leah. And just praying that God orders her footsteps in life, that she's 19 and, you know, she's got some things she's going through. You know, they have their age where they think, well, I'm grown and I'm doing this. In the meantime, while she's transitioning through her life, that God may order her footsteps.
Yes. Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you have your hand upon Leah. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're guiding her and making the way for her. Lord, that you would go before her and crooked places straight. Lord, I thank you for keeping her, for keeping her mind, Lord, for keeping, for focusing her eyes, God, that you would bring focus to Leah, Lord, like you would put blinders on her, that she would have focus, Lord, that even when she doesn't know that she's being led by you, Lord, that you would just even widen the path beneath her feet, that her feet would not slip, that she would follow your direction even when she's not aware that she is. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for giving her discernment and insight, Lord, that she would not even by the flattery of others, that she would not be pulled off course, Lord, but as others would see the giftings that are in her life. I just sense, Sarah, that Leah is a very talented, very gifted person in some areas, that she has some real talents that God has put in her life. There are some gifts that she's gifted in some areas. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for keeping her, for, Lord, just embracing her and surrounding her on all sides. Surrounding her with all sides, Lord, with your angels, Lord, that she would even hear a voice behind her that said, this is the way, walk ye in it, Lord, that nothing else will be able to pull her off track, Lord, that she will hear your voice, Lord, that she will sense your direction, Lord, that you will draw her in the correct direction, Lord, and keep her focused. I just really sense that pray for her focus in areas, her focus. So, Lord, I just thank you for blessing Leah, Lord, and keeping her, and Lord, holding her hand for the whole journey, Lord, of all that you have for her, Lord, that you have great things for her. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I really want to thank the Lord for you know, just taking out the time to pray for not only me, but pray for others that they may continue to see God's light.
Yes,
and continue to walk in his light. So I'm thankful for you, and once again, thanks for praying for me.
No, you're more than welcome. It's my honor. It is my honor to get to pray with you guys. And I, like I said, I love getting to hear what God's doing in your lives. And I appreciate Randy for allowing me to be a part of the program. It's, like I said, it's one thing in my life that I know that I'm pleasing God. It's one thing I know that it's a God thing. So I love getting to do it, and I appreciate the Lord for even opening this door for me. So, well, sweetie, you have a good evening. We're out of time tonight, and I hope you'll have a good week and look forward to talking to you again.
Okay, well, have a good week and look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Good night.
Good night.
All right. Well, God bless each and every one. It's already given me a countdown. Luckily, it didn't cut me off. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. So, I just want to speak a blessing over each and every one and just pray that you have a wonderful week and that just the revelation of God be yours, that you just sense God's presence with you and his peace with you every minute of every day. Good night and amen.